Time for a La Caprile Valley School update with Superintendent Greg Schmidt. Greg's in the studio with us, and we're social distancing, Greg, right?
We are.
We're more than 6 feet away, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we got to get used to this COVID, or not get used to, we are used to the COVID-19 guidelines and stuff, aren't we?
Yeah, I think the mandatory masks is a little different for most of us, but I think we've been honoring the stores and the businesses that want people to wear masks when they come in anyway, so it's just a matter of remembering to do it all the time now.
Right. Well, we've asked Greg to come in to do a La Caprile Valley School update because on Thursday we had a big announcement from the Governor Tim Walz, about schools. And what did you think about that announcement, Greg?
Well, I think Thursday's announcement was not unexpected. The conversation in the last few weeks with the commissioner, superintendents have a conference call with her every Thursday at 11:30, and seemed to me that there were things being said that led me to believe that we were going to be able to make some decisions locally instead of having the state be a one-size-fits-all concept. So that was encouraging to hear that we have something to say about the decision.
That's right. I agreed with that, too. He let the school districts, the local school districts, decide what they want to
right.
do.
Yeah, it's really based a lot on the number of cases in the area and how recent those cases are. And they still have the ultimate authority over whether the school gets to be in-person learning or not.
Mm-hmm.
But again, based on our local statistics, we're in good shape to be able to open school.
Right. Yeah, the plan involves three models. This is for all school districts in the state, I believe. In-person classes like normal, right?
Right.
Distance learning like you ended with in spring, and a hybrid of both.
Right. I think the only thing different about the in-person learning is that we're still supposed to social distance. We're supposed to create those distances if we possibly can, and we're supposed to wear masks at all times, mm-hmm. kids and adults. So,
okay.
We're going to have to follow those rules. But, yeah, it looks like things are, it would be our intention to have in-person learning. Now, if things dramatically change here in the next month, that certainly could be altered. And the decision formally hasn't been made, but our recommendation to the board will be that we do in-person learning. And we'll meet with the board later next week and have our plan completely modified based on the recent guidelines, rules, and so on, and we'll see what the board has to say about that.
Okay, so the plan at La Caprile Valley is to do in-school learning?
If the number of cases stay similar to what they are now, we'll plan on doing in-person learning.
Do the school districts work with the Minnesota Department of Health at all, or?
Well, we don't work directly with them. We work more with Countryside Public Health. We are part of conference call every week that has MDH guidance in it, so we're aware of what they're talking about, and we get all the documents that they prepare and share with school districts, so we're aware of what they're talking about. We don't communicate with them directly normally.
Okay. Yeah, it's very unique and different, isn't it, Greg?
It's really an interesting time, yeah. It's very different than anything I've experienced, and I've been at this since 1982, so.
Yeah, hats off to you and your staff and the teachers and the school boards, putting a lot of time in trying to figure things out, and safety is number one, right?
Safety is really important. Yeah, I'd like to kind of put out a thank you to certainly my principals who have been meeting throughout the summer. We've been meeting every week, and most of them, well, they're not on contract every day like I am, so they've put some extra time in, and there are also some teachers that have been meeting online with their principals and sharing ideas and thoughts with them, and they're putting in extra time too, which I very much appreciate, and
okay.
The school district appreciates.
Good. Okay, well, the other subject is the construction that's going on at all the schools, Greg. I walk by Madison Marietta Nessa Elementary about every day, and boy, there's a lot of things going on there. Talk about that a little bit.
A lot
Give
of things.
Us an update.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on there. Most of the classrooms were gutted. Some of the flooring was kept at least temporarily, and will be replaced at a later time. But the rooms themselves, everything was affected, walls and ceilings, and because again, we're doing two major renovation things. We're adding dehumidification to the building, so we have the building will be climate controlled all year round, and that's different than what we've had in the past. And also, we're changing from steam heat to hot water heat, which will save us a lot of money in our budget over time. But that requires new pipes, new valves, new everything. And so that's a bunch of work and a lot of ceilings. So all the ceilings were torn out, including ceilings in the gymnasiums. So really a big, big adventure.
Okay. Updates at Appleton, they're actually putting a big addition on there.
They are.
And how are they coming along there?
You know, they broke ground over there on June 15th, and they've got footings poured now, and that's a big step. They're going to be using precast concrete, so they'll stand up the walls like they do, let's say, at a Menards or something like that, that kind of walls. Mm. They'll bring them in, stand them up with a crane, and secure them to the footings. And so, yeah, it's been a big adventure over there, too. And they have the same things going on at MMN as MMN, but a much smaller building. But then they're almost doubling the size of the building from 32,000 square feet to about 60,000 square feet. So pretty big adventure over there, too.
Yep, for sure. What's happening at La Caparra Valley out at the high school?
Well, some of the projects that we hoped would happen this summer are on hold until next summer.
Okay.
But they're anticipating breaking ground for the new gymnasium. I believe it's going to be next week. At least that's what I was told by the contractor. And they've done some prep work for that. They tore off a little foyer area on the backside of the gym that would really be in the way, so they've taken that out. We have the competition floors going to be sanded down, new logo put on the floor, it's going to be repainted, restriped, and then varnish put on that. And
the commons area?
Commons area, okay. Floor was removed completely about 2 weeks ago.
All the blue is gone then,
Is gone. And that will be poured, I believe, next week. Okay. Well, starting on the 11th, I think.
Okay.
So about a week from now.
Okay, so a lot of construction is still going on. Are they on time, or will it be done before school starts then?
Well, there are some things that won't be completed when school starts, but we've been assured more than once that teachers will have access to the rooms on the 24th of August, which is later than what we prefer, but that's the plan right now. So we're hoping the teachers can make that adjustment, and that school will start on time, and school is scheduled to start on September 1st.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was my next question. When was the first day of school scheduled for?
Yeah, so we'd go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday that week.
Okay.
Then have a long weekend for Labor Day, and then start up on school again on the 8th, I guess that would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in for the update. Just to recap here, the safe learning plan from the state, it's localized, all local districts, the governor did. And so La Caparra Valley's plan is to do in-school.
That's what we're talking about, yeah.
Okay.
Again, we fall within the guidelines. The rate of, the infection rate is so low that we have that as an option. Some school districts, it's really going to be absolutely about statistics. It won't be about whether they get to make the decision. It'll be about how many cases are in their county and how that affects that rate. Again, you have to meet certain criteria in order to have a rate low enough to be able to make that decision yourself.
Greg, let me ask you before I let you go. So our parents, do they have a choice if they want to do distance learning, or how does that work?
According to what the governor talked about yesterday, that is the case. They can still be enrolled in our school. If the parents feel that it's not safe enough for them to be in school, the kids to be in school, then they can opt for distance learning through the district, and we have to provide that for them.
Okay, and how about meals?
We would provide meals for people, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also have staff that have some medical issues that may not feel comfortable returning to school. And if that's the case, we have to figure it out so they can teach from home.
Okay. All right. A lot of things to think about.
A lot of things to think about, for sure.
All right. Appreciate you coming in, Greg.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, we'll do this throughout the school year.
Sounds great.
Update. So thank you, Greg. Are you enjoying summer?
Summer's been kind of interesting. You know, again, a lot of building project stuff, and Certainly COVID discussions, again, we've been meeting every week and we typically haven't been doing that the previous summers that I've been here, but this is summer number four for me in the district, so.
Already.
But I did take some vacation already, so that was good too.
Yeah, everyone needs a vacation, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, thanks, Greg.
All right, you're welcome.
Yep, that's Superintendent Greg Schmidt of Lacapra Valley with our Lacapra Valley School Update.